proclamation number 8576 dated the July 31st, 1963. The meaning of earthly life. Kind-hearted activity. Time and again I want to inform you of the circumstances relating to your process of earthly life as a human being, because this knowledge makes you live your life responsibly, as soon as you believe in it. It can also be presented to you and met by complete unbelief, yet during your earthly life you will repeatedly get into situations when you will reflect on the purpose of your existence, and then such thoughts will indeed arise in you time and again, and you will remember the conversations which were intended to provide you with an explanation. And every thinking person will also reflect on it and, depending on his will, come to the right conclusion. I simply don't want the human being merely to deal with worldly issues, but I want him to drift into an area which is unverifiable and yet cannot be denied, if it is seriously thought about. For only if the human being travels this path intellectually will his course of life be successful for his soul, the maturing of which is the meaning and purpose of earthly life. Hence it is essential for the human being to be repeatedly reminded of the fact that he is not just living on earth for the sake of acquiring an outwardly good living standard and riches. Although by and large he will not want to believe it, nor can he be forced into believing it, but he will nevertheless dwell on it occasionally and then also be able to change his mind, so that he will intellectually occupy himself more with the realm which cannot be proven to him. And then it will depend on his general way of life whether he will become a believer, for as soon as he does not disregard kind-hearted activity, as soon as he is prepared to help and is of good will, he will also learn to believe and advance in his development. This is why fellow human beings shall only ever just be encouraged to carry out deeds of love, which can often already be achieved by being a good example. Then unbelief will also diminish, for love will invariably awaken a living faith. Hence it is absolutely necessary to live a life of love in order to attain faith. Love between people, however, has grown cold, and hearts will have to be touched in order to become willing to love, for every human being has the ability to love, since I instilled in him a tiny spark of my spirit for his earthly life. And the willingness to love can, in turn, only be aroused by great adversity, by serious strokes of fate affecting people where one person depends on the other and the willingness to help comes to the fore, providing a person is not entirely hardened and therefore my adversary's follower, who subsequently will be hopelessly lost when the time for the maturing of his soul comes to an end. Earthly life is at a standstill without love. The soul cannot gain anything and remains in its previous state, if it doesn't descend even further into the abyss from which it had already worked its way up and just had to cover the final ascent. Without love it cannot move one step forward, and no human being can be forced to love. It is a matter of free will, but the only option to reach the goal on earth for the soul to become perfect and change into its fundamental nature again. And so the divine teaching of love is to be proclaimed time and again. People's attention must be drawn to the commandments of love for God and other people. Time and again they have to be touched by adversity and misery so that their spark of love will ignite and turn into a bright glow. And this is why I keep educating teachers for myself on earth who preach love to their fellow human beings, who proclaim my will to them and try to introduce them to the kind of knowledge which can only be gained through living a life of love. This is why I send the disciples into the world again during the last days, so that they will proclaim my gospel which I convey to earth myself. Time and again I work visibly and remarkably in order to be believed, because people have greatly distanced themselves from belief already and no longer visit the places where my word is proclaimed. And because even there my word has lost its strength if the preachers of my word are not spiritually awakened. People shall come alive. They shall learn to gain a living faith. Because only then will they strive towards me and learn to love me and then also advance in their development. Without love, however, they will achieve nothing on earth. No matter what is done, it always has to be based on love or they will be dead works. You humans should know all this and question the motives of what you say, do and think. And only if you are urged by love will everything you think, speak and do be good before my eyes and gain you a higher degree of maturity. But everything is futile without love. For you only live on earth for the sake of changing your life into a life of love, and only this is and will remain your goal, so that through love you will unite with me, the eternal love himself. Amen.